Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I saw a picture of your granddaughter, Rosalie. I mean, she's only like a month or month and a half old. Man, the girl's getting big.
She's getting big. You know, it's really striking to me. She was 5 weeks on Monday, and it's just astounding how much development there has been in such a short period of time. I would not have guessed that. I didn't remember that with my own kids.
Mm. Well, she is on my mind today because in our backpack to school challenge. Let me explain. Because I gave $150 earlier toward this. We're trying to raise $15,000, so that was like, what, 1%, I guess. And so, and we had some generous sponsors who gave $4,750. And so, which is a much better head start than we had last year. And so we did $12,000 last year. So we said, hey, we should realistically be able to do $15,000. So the goal today is 50 backpacks, $2,500 by 9 o'clock. And I'm saying if 10 people give $100 or more, I'll give another $100. And so I dedicated the first $150. There's a memo. You go to wib.com, click on the banner. And at the top of the page, and I dedicated, the memory of my dad and grandma, whose death was most significant to me. But I thought, this time around, who would I dedicate it to?
Sure.
Because I so appreciate you, your friendship, being on here every morning. And I thought, and in Rosalie, because a student of the future and her parents met in school.
We did, yes. Well, thank you. I mean, that what a great honor even to hear that. And
what I mean is your daughter and her husband, they met at Memorial.
Yeah, well, Heather and I met in college. Uh-huh. And John and Grace met at Memorial.
Yeah.
Yep. So for sure, it's school's an important thing, and not just for the academics.
Uh-huh. There you go. You never know who you're gonna meet, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll just follow. I always say that. I'll just kind of follow wherever you lead. So
yeah. But I mean, even in life, even in school, right? You don't ever know. So, I can see, just bringing up Rosalie, I can sense there's hardly anything you'd rather talk more about, probably.
I'm happy to talk about her with almost anyone. I saw one of Grace's coworkers yesterday, and the first thing I said was, hey, have you seen my granddaughter yet? And, that was the kind of how I led into the conversation.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I understand. Grandparenthood. let's see. We got Proverbs today. Love letter 20 from Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. It is summarized this way. You must fear me to follow me. And Crabb unpacks it in a paragraph in the epilogue in the story everyone needs to hear. Kind of a lengthier one for Proverbs. I know Larry kind of wrestled with Proverbs because it was supposed to be like kind of something that he didn't believe in, which is just, 10 ways to do this or that, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, here's what he says. Never relieve genuine confusion by coming up with formulas that provide the illusion of control. If you do this, you get that. If you pray like this, God will answer like that. In your confusion, fall before me in reverence. You don't know enough to challenge me. And follow me with the wisdom I provide. You're simply not smart enough to chart your own course. Dr. Kanz?
Mm. Well, I certainly like the focus on wisdom there. I think that's what I think of when I hear Proverbs is that it's not necessarily 10 steps for life, but hey, here are some ways to maybe look at the world. And, and I think Larry saw that as well. That we can take this wisdom from Solomon, from God, and maybe make a better way for ourselves in the world if we start to pay attention to those things and put them into practice.
And again, his least favorite sermons were 10 ways, that whole idea of formula.
Yep.
And he even called it recipe theology, right? So,
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think he, that put a little bit of a bother on him. And so he would push back on that pretty regularly.
Well, finally, Grandpa, you have a lot to say about Galatians 5, 7 through 9 and letters to the beloved. So why don't you read those verses and I'll see how far I can do this morning. So.
Yeah, that sounds good. Says, you were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough.
All right, and here we go with Letters to the Beloved, Galatians 5, 7 through 9. Beloved, Jason writes, sometimes you have no trouble living in the reality of what my son accomplished. I love watching you breathe the clean air of freedom and how it shapes you into a more loving person, yet sometimes you get entangled in the old way of thinking and lose sight of me. I'm just going to pause right there because sure. I love that line that you wrote there. I love watching you breathe the clean air of freedom and how it shapes you into a more loving person. I'm going to underline that. That's just good. A winning, the idea of God who is love, right? A relational, loving right. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And that he is excited about me through the gospel becoming a more loving person. I love that idea.
Yeah. And I think becoming a freer person. You know, I think the gospel sets us free. And mm-hmm. And I think God delights in that when we mm-hmm. live into that space.
I wonder if I should just leave it there. We'll leave it there and I'll pick sure. up tomorrow. But yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
That, I'm going to say that again. Yeah, the idea of this gospel, this breathing in the clean air of the freedom of the gospel and how it shapes us. May that be the case today, all right? Thank
Sounds
you, Jason.
Good. We'll live in that reality.
Absolutely. All right, there we go. Grandpa Cans on WWIB. All right, Caleb. Well, thanks to Lori, we have not been completely shut out this morning. She supporting one backpack, but where do we sit in the Backpack to School Challenge, second to last day?
So by my best guess, we are at 188. And again, our mm-hmm. goal is 300. Our goal is 300 by the end of the day tomorrow. And so this, a lot of times when we do a one-week drive, Thursday is get her moving day, right? This mm-hmm. is the day, especially as people head out to weekend plans and such during the summer, this is the day that we really need to cover a lot of ground. And so praying that if you've been hearing about this, that you would be moved to help. And maybe that's one backpack. Maybe that's half a backpack. You know what? Maybe you found 10 bucks in your jeans when you're doing laundry and that's all you can give. But you can do that hopefully, cheerfully, wholeheartedly. That's wonderful. I heard Allie Parkhurst, the youth minister at Peace Church, yesterday on with Greg. And she mentioned, hey, every gift is so important to this because every gift helps a child. But she also mentioned, hey, small amounts, if that's what you can do, if that's what you're able to do and you give it joyfully, that is wonderful. But she said, maybe there's people out there who could sponsor a whole classroom. And we asked her afterward, well, what's a classroom? And she said, that's about 20 kids. Well, 20 kids, $50 a backpack, that's $1,000. We're probably going to need some people who can do that if we're going to reach this goal. But at 188 right now, I would say before 7:30, Halvo, could we get to 200? Could we get 12 more backpacks given at WWIB.com before 7:30? We'd love to go way beyond that, but 12 more before 7:30 so we can get to that 200 next plateau on our way, Lord willing, to 300. 12 more backpacks. Maybe that's one person. Maybe that's 12 people. Maybe it's half a dozen people. I'm not sure, but WWIB.com, it doesn't take long. Right at the very top of the page, big red bar says Backpack to School Challenge. Would you help us serve and love children locally and internationally? It's a chance to be the hands and feet of Christ, and we don't say that lightly. What does Christian mean? It means little Christ, right? Uh-huh. And so we have the opportunity to love and love well, to live our lives well. We never know how much time we have left. And so let's live it well. Let's love well today. Maybe this is the way you do it. Maybe it's something else, but we would love to see at least those next 12 backpacks to get us to 200 before 7:30 this morning. WWIB.com/backpacks. That's the initial goal, and we're going to keep on climbing.
As we continue on with our Backpack to School Challenge, Caleb, getting any response this morning?
No, not yet. I mean, speaking of things we love to see, we love seeing your response to the call to help children locally in the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls school districts and counties and also internationally in Liberia. Not seeing any response so far yet after 7. Again, we're at 188 backpacks and trying to get to 200 before 7:30. The overall goal is 300. We're trying to see 50 backpacks given before 9 a.m. this morning. So, of course, that's a huge goal. But it all starts with just the first person saying, I'll help. Maybe it's, again, one backpack for one child, two backpacks for two. Maybe someone's out there who says, I could do that entire classroom of 20 backpacks for $1,000. Or maybe it's someone out there saying, you know what, I can't even do 50, but I could do 25 because I've been hearing about this and hearing about this, and God's tugging at me to help. We would love to have you respond. And we know that, again, God is the one who provides. And so we're trusting him. And I'm looking at this saying, man, there's just not a lot of time left in this week to try to meet this goal. But if God wants this goal met, then he'll meet it. He will meet it. But maybe he wants to use you to do it. Maybe he's moving you to help. And as I've been saying, I know it sounds like a broken record, but if he tugs at you, pulls at you, pushes at you to respond to this, maybe it's something else, but if it's this, just say yes. Just say yes to what he's moving you to do.
I got to play that Jason Gray song at some point. We did just hear from Jason with Every Act of Love a little while ago. And, of course, looking forward to counting down every single day, 23 days to the Jason Gray concert. I saw he was in Ohio the other day. Can't wait till he's here. Hey, Wisconsin weather, we heard from somebody?
We just did.
All right.
Did you see my fist pump?
I did. I thought you were fist pumping the mention of the Jason Gray song.
Oh, yeah, all that, too. But also, we just heard from Julie from Eau Claire. $500 to provide 10 backpacks for 10 children. Thank you, Julie.
Julie, you are awesome.
That gets us to 198, so we're only two away from that next plateau of 200, two backpacks away. Again, of course, we're always trying to go above and beyond, but man, we're within reach now of that first goal today of hitting 200 before 7:30. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you. Wow, that's incredible generosity. Thank you so much, Julie.
That's the tip. Julie, any song you want to hear, let me know. We'll get it on the radio as quick as we can. WWIB, Jason Gray on the way on a 74-degree Thursday when I say yes. But again, we've got a goal here that we're within reach here by 7:30.
And we just hit that goal of getting to 200. Again, our overall goal is 300. Uh-huh. So for all of you thinking, I'm off the hook. Nope. That's just the first goal morning. But Sandra and David from Eau Claire just gave $100 for two more backpacks. That gets us to 200 backpacks on the way to 300. And now, I mean, this is overtime. Uh-huh. Now let's see what we can do before 7:30. We've got 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
How much above 200 can we go, Halvo? But well, praise the Lord for that.
But then, and then also what sneaks up on you is the listener line where Becky and Thorpe, who is a teacher, says, hey, we're in for the backpacks. Can we designate it to have it to go to the Africa backpacks? We're here for $50 for Africa.
Thank you so much, Becky from Thorpe. And again, every single gift matters so much. We've heard what's really cool is that $50 for Teamwork Africa, again, uh-huh. can supply two students with backpacks, school supplies, and shoes, which we heard from Peggy, who, Lord willing, is uh-huh. in Liberia right now.
Right.
And we're hoping to hear from her before the end of the week. But those shoes are actually a requirement for the children uh-huh. to be able to go to school. So two children are going to be able to go to school with that $50 gift. Thank you so much. And again, everything we're raising this week divided equally between Teamwork Africa, We Care Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley Vineyard Church distribution. About 2,200 kids expected to be served locally, so we want to stand along with that. And then in Teamwork Africa, I mean, my goodness, you could just keep going and going and going with how many kids could be served. And I know that Starfish Kids Day is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to have some really good news for your wonderful wife, Peggy, mm-hmm. By tomorrow about how much money has been raised for that.
Yeah, that's right. And it's talk about God, Caleb. I mean, it's the seamstress who's making even better backpacks at a cheaper price. Mm. And so I've seen them. They're colorful. They're beautiful. And you're going to help her be able to send her kids to school. So, again, God will multiply it. I mean, there's a song Ray Bolts did back in the day, What If I Give All? And so that's what we're thinking about, sacrificial giving here. WWIB, that is Evan Kraft, Fight on My Knees. And people are fighting against families in need by generously giving, Caleb, as we've reached our goal.
We have. Now, again,
that was our initial goal.
Trying to get to 200, and I believe we're sitting at 202 right uh-huh. now. And again, 300 is the goal. So, again, please continue to uh-huh. give generously as you're able. Our latest gift from Ronnie from Eau Claire in memory of Josie Gorell this morning, a gift of two backpacks to supply two children with what they need to start the school year off right. Thank you so much, Ronnie, and everyone else who's just wrapping your arms around these kids and kids that they probably will never meet you, but through your generosity, they're going to know that they're loved. And they're going to know that they're loved, again, by strangers they'll never meet. But I know through this, they're going to know they're loved by God, because the question comes, why are people doing this for me?
Uh-huh.
Especially to the parents, too. Why are people being so kind, so generous? It's, well, because Jesus loves you. Isn't that the answer to everything that we do? So thank you so much to those who have given 202. That means we have 98 backpacks left to reach the goal 300. Man, Alva, maybe we could do it today. Maybe we could hit the goal today and be all bonus tomorrow. It's not going to go to waste, I promise you.
And real quick, let's talk about some of the other goals, because the other thing is we said initially, I started this morning, our plan from yesterday was 50 backpacks, $2,500. Maybe we can do the math here and figure out where we're at with that. And then I said, hey, I'm good for an extra 100 on top of the 150 I already gave if 10 people give $100 or more before 9 o'clock. We've got 3. So can 7 more do that? I'll chip in another 100.
And we need 35 backpacks to hit our goal of 50 by 9 a.m. this morning. And again, we always want to go above and beyond, but let's see. And maybe can we get the next 20 backpacks given before 8 a.m., the next 20, or maybe that's just one person. That's one classroom, right? 20 kids from what we heard. Maybe that's one person who says I could give $1,000. Maybe that's 20 people, or maybe that's 10 more people taking you up on that challenge to give $100.
There we go. So we need 7 more, and I'll cough up another 100. Gladly do that.
I like numbers. Halvo, I like numbers. And so, again, our goal of 20 more backpacks given by 8 a.m. to get onward toward that goal of 300. We're at 202, so 20 more would put us at 222.
Okay.
So, let's see if we can get to that or beyond. Looking for, again, 20 more backpacks given. Maybe that's one person giving $1,000. Maybe that's 20 people giving 50. You know what? We only need 18 more, as we just heard from Barbara from La Crosse. Yes.
Yeah, way to go.
93.7 FM, well, stepping up with 2 backpacks.
We had 2 generous gifts yesterday. Mike, right after 9 from Chippewa Falls with 500. And then we had another generous listener yesterday who gave 250 from Chippewa Falls. And so I had called out some of the bigger cities. What about Eau Claire, Wausau, Marshfield, La Crosse? So thank you, Barbara, for that. All right, WWIB, we've got a lot to update on here.
We do indeed. So I just got off the call from a listener from up north, but we'll keep her anonymous. But she just said, been walking through some difficult things as a family, some very difficult things. And she said, what keeps coming back to her is, He is the God of the impossible, the God of the impossible. And enjoyed some wonderful time on the phone with this wonderful woman of God. And she said, I know what this money's for now, and it's for this cause, for these children. And she is giving $1,000 for an entire classroom of kids to have
kids.
Their backpacks and school supplies, 20 kids, $1,000. $1,000. And thank you so much. And we know that, again, whether you're able to give $10 or $1,000, we know that what's behind this is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that says we love because he first loved us. We care because he cares for us. We can't care more than he does. We can't love more than he does. We can't outgive him. We can't give more than he does. So we're echoes, we're reflections of his radiance. We're just responding to the way we've been loved and the way we've been cared for. And so thank you so much to those who are responding. You say, oh, well, they met that next goal. Well, then we're just going to go on to the next one. We're going to go on to the next one. We have 10 minutes left. Can we see 10 more backpacks given before 8 a.m. this morning? 10 more before 8 a.m. Here's Vicky and Bob from Eau Claire with a gift of $100 for 2 children. Thank you so much for stepping up for that as well. WWIB.com/backpacks. WIB.com/backpacks. And I think something real quick, Havel, when we think about all these sponsors that we have here, not all of the sponsors, not all the advertisers that you hear on WWIB know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I think some people think, oh, is everybody who advertises on WWIB a Christian? Well, no, they're not. And you say, well, why is that? Well, part of the ministry of this station is what I do, what my team does in working with folks who, again, are good folks of integrity, but might not know Jesus. And so through their advertising, through the way you respond, through their sponsorship of things like this, the way you respond to that, when we can report back to them and say, wow, look at what was happened through your gifts spurring it on and our listeners loving well, that can open up the door to all sorts of questions and answers too about who this Jesus is that we serve, that we love, who's loved us so much that we would love wildly and well in return. And so I thank you in advance for that as well to Lord willing, open up doors of witness and ministry with some of these sponsors. Again, some of them know Jesus, but some don't. And I'm excited for the opportunities to be able to share with them about how you are responding to this and that we love because he first loved us.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's update you on where we are at right now. We just had a couple wonderful calls and gifts. Thank you so much to Cheryl from Eau Claire for a gift of $10 online at WWIB.com to help a child start the school year off right. Thank you so much, Cheryl. We also heard from La Crosse. Shout out to 93.7 FM, the Cooley region. We've heard from you a couple times already this morning. Thank you to Benjamin in La Crosse for a gift of $100 to provide two children with their backpacks and school supplies. We also heard from Shirley from Chippewa Falls, who gave us a call and said she'll be stopping by with $100 cash to provide two children, again, with their backpacks and school supplies. Halvo, we're moving up closer and closer. The goal is at least 300 by the end of tomorrow. But, man, let's see how far we can get. By my count, we're at 228 backpacks. 228 backpacks. I don't know if this is possible or not, but you know what? We keep saying, big God, could we get from 228 to 250 in the next 54 minutes here by 9 a.m.? From 228 to 250, you know, it's going to take a lot of people responding, maybe some big gifts in there, but could we get all the way to 250 with only 50 backpacks remaining to meet the goal? Could we do that by 9 a.m.?
Let me just ask then, just because it's kind of, you know, you want to win the division and then the conference and then the Super Bowl. So, we had a goal this morning when I set out early. I said we agreed on it yesterday, like 50 backpacks, $2,500. And then we had just the one lorry before 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock hour was dynamic. So how many backpacks have we garnered today? Do you know
that?
You'll have to figure that out. Because I wondered, okay, so maybe that 50 almost seems too small now, which is amazing because at 7 o'clock we had just one.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, again, just one before 7 and as I've been mentioning, it's like, wow, he just does so much more than all we can ask or think.
Right.
And so stepping out on that, that's why I'm saying, can we go from all the way from 228 to 250 in less than an hour? We've never done anything close to that in the 8 o'clock hour yet this week. But maybe today is the day. Maybe now is the time.
Well, you plant the seed and the rain and the sunshine and it does its stuff and God does his work through people. We had Use Me Too by Johnny Diaz. We're God's co-laborers, not one, but two verses in 2 Corinthians tells us, one in 1 Corinthians, one in 2 Corinthians that tells us that. So we're the hands and feet, right? Doing it through us. 77 degrees. We'll get an update from Caleb on our Backpack to School Challenge. A couple of different goals here this hour before 9 o'clock, maybe even three. But hey, Great Harvest Bread Company Eau Claire has made from scratch scones every day, including today. Today's variety of scones include mixed berry, cinnamon chip, and cookies and cream. And if you've had scones before, you know that Great Harvests are just a little better, right? They're a little fresher and a little bit more berries in there. Treat yourself to rhubarb crunch bars or blueberry lemon streusel bars. Order ahead online anytime or stop by Great Harvest Bread Company on Southtown Place just off Gulf Road in Eau Claire.
Well, Halvo, in the 7 o'clock hour, it was amazing. Thank you so much to those who responded. It took 16 minutes in the 7 o'clock hour before we had our first person respond, and that was Julie with an incredible gift of $500, and that just kind of started an avalanche of generosity. Well, we're just about 16 minutes into the 8 o'clock hour, haven't had anyone give yet to the Backpack Challenge, and wanted to update you, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, if you're able to give. So our goal before 9 a.m., was 50 backpacks given. And honestly, I was kind of thinking as we came into the 7 o'clock hour, how in the world is that going to happen?
Because we had one.
But we had 40 backpacks given or pledged last hour.
I know, that's 40. Crazy.
So that means we are 9 backpacks away. That's $450, 9 backpacks away from that goal of 50. And Lord willing, we could see that in the next 15 minutes before 8:30 and the WIB Wake Up Show weather update. So 9 backpacks left to do that. We're at 228 overall by my count. And I've been saying maybe we could even get to 250 before Focus on the Family this morning. But it starts with the first one or two or 10. It starts with that this hour, WWIB.com/backpacks. Would you join this parade of generosity, of cheerful, wholehearted, joyful giving for children in need locally and then new this year internationally? Your wife, Peggy's in Liberia. We're hoping to connect with her maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work with the time difference, but the Starfish Kids Day is on Saturday. So we have the chance to give hope and help, tangible help, to these beautiful, precious children in Liberia and also to families struggling in need right here in the Chippewa Valley as well, to bless these kids, to bless their parents, and say, hey, we know times are very difficult, but we're we're going to love on you here. We're going to show you love and help take care of your children, not because we're somehow better than you, but as God has given to us, we can't help but give to others. And we want to do that cheerfully and joyfully. So again, thank you so much. There, if I talk long enough, maybe people are responding. And thank you so much to Marcy, who just made good on her pledge from earlier in the week with a $100 gift. Thank you so much. That supplies two children with what they need. Our friend Marcy from Bloomer, always great to see you, Marcy. Thank you so much for that.
All right, so that Marcy's gift, following up on a text from earlier this week. Thank you, Marcy. That $100, two more backpacks, or four if you count Liberia. And so, yeah, that's eight different listeners now that have given $100 or more this morning, Caleb. If it's two more, then you can count on me for another $100 today, too.
There you go. And we are seven away from our initial goal of 50 backpacks given by 9 a.m. 40 were given just in the 7 o'clock hour, and we're hoping to go even well beyond that goal, but seven more. Can we get seven more backpacks before our 8:30 a.m. weather update? That's $350. Maybe that's seven people. Maybe that's two or three people. Maybe that's one person. WWIB.com/backpacks. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page where you can give safely, securely, quickly. It doesn't take long. Thank you so much. And can we get seven more by 8:30? And I just want to say, I think we can feel kind of the energy and the enthusiasm here today, as a lot of you have been hearing about this and hearing about this and then responding today and praying that it continues. But thank you. Thank you for this encouragement. I mean, kind of what we do is talk in a box to no one. That's sort of what you ever have something that says, oh, badly describe your job in a few words. Well, you know, we sit in a box and talk to no one, you know, into the air here. But to see you all responding to this plea to help these children is massively encouraging. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. All right. We started off this morning with a goal of 50 backpacks by 9 o'clock. That was $2,500. We had an amazing 7 o'clock hour that was unlike anything we've seen all week. And so that brought us at the start of this hour to 41 backpacks. I think we were at 43. Is that right?
Yeah, we're at 43. So we've had one person respond this hour. And so we're still trying to get to that initial goal of 50, maybe beyond it. But maybe I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. And again, I know a lot of people might be at work. Reminder, you can listen to work, stream it at WWIB.com if they'll let you. But maybe this just means now, hey, if you're hanging with us now, we're probably talking right to you and saying, would you respond at WWIB.com right at the top of the page, that big red bar that says Backpack to School Challenge. If you haven't yet, or maybe if God's tugging on you to give a second time this week, we've had some people do that. Halville has a challenge out there. If we see 10 people this morning give $100 or more, that he wants to give another $100. So again, we're seven away from our goal of 50 backpacks provided before 9 a.m. this morning. And we're getting closer and closer to, I think, being within sight of the peak, the precipice of this mountain we're trying to climb of 300 backpacks or $15,000 given by tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's the last day. So running out of time here. God's good. God's faithful. And maybe we'll see something amazing in the second half of this 8 o'clock hour.
So again, we want to get seven more to get to 50 for today. And then beyond that, we mentioned, hey, we're at 230 right now. It'd be great to get to 250, that ultimate goal, 300.
We just got two more given by Julie from New Auburn. I don't know if we've heard from New Auburn yet. Huh. Thank you so much. Nauburn, as they might say. Thank you so much, Julie, for that generous gift of $100 to provide two children with their backpacks and school supplies. That means we're five away from that initial goal of 50, and we keep on climbing, keep on moving up to see what we can do for children locally and internationally.
Well, there you go. And that means nine people have given 100. So one more, right? One more would mean two more backpacks, and then it would automatically kick in my 100 and two more backpacks. So there we go. We're continuing to move, and I think we reached 10 people given 100 or more, huh?
We did, and we are only one backpack away from our goal of 50 this morning. Lord willing, we'll see that goal reached and smashed. But you know what? So we shout out New Auburn. We shout out New Auburn, you wonderful folks up there. I used to be part of the New Auburn Community Choir, fun fact. But thank you so much to Julie. And then we just heard from David from New Auburn as well, who provides two children with their backpacks and school supplies with a gift of $100. Thank you so much. And it makes me think, Havel, can we just start shouting out cities? Can we just start shouting out cities?
I know, because I had mentioned La Crosse earlier this morning. Boom, La Crosse came in.
We also heard Bernadette from Knapp called in and made a pledge. She's going to drop off or send a check for two backpacks as well. That's another $100. Thank you so much. And so, again, that's what gets us, by my quick count, within one backpack of reach our goal of 50 this morning. And we're hoping, Lord willing, to just go beyond that. We'd love to be able to get even to 250 backpacks. And I think we are, oh man, I shouldn't do math on the air. I think we are about 14 away from that, 14 backpacks from 250 for the week. Again, just multiply that times $50. That's what, $700 away from our goal of 250 if we get to that before 9 a.m. But as long as we're shouting out Barron, Rice Lake, Fall Creek, Gilman, Sparta, Onalaska, Wausau, Neillsville, Osseo, Cumberland. But we're just going to keep shouting out city names and see if, see if folks will respond from there. Thank you so much for giving locally and internationally as well.
All right. Yes, we're so appreciative. So thanks so much. I'll have to get my donation in. If not before 9 o'clock, we'll get it as soon as we can. All right. The Backpack to School Challenge, second to last day. It's second to last WIB Wake Up Show, kind of winding down here.
Absolutely. You all have just stepped up so marvelously today, and we're edging closer. Again, we've said we're almost within reach of the peak. We've got a ways to go yet to get to that goal of 300, but our goal of 50 before 9 a.m. this morning, we only need one more person to give one backpack. And if you're able to do that $50, maybe you say, wow, I could do 100. I could do two backpacks, or I could do 500. Maybe you say I could do half of that and do 25 and hope someone else will come through. But if we can get one more person to go to wwib.com/backpacks and give at least $50, we'll get toward that goal. And maybe we'll have more people than that. We can get, again, maybe I was ambitious, but thought, could we still get to 250 backpacks with only 50 remaining the rest of today and tomorrow? That would take about 14 more backpacks given, or $700 to get to there. But we have just over 10 minutes. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, again, that 5:30 to 7, we thought we were saying the right things and feeling led by the Spirit, and we had just Lori. And Lori was important. She started it off. She was
It took one,
right? I mean, she was the difference. I just want to give her a shout. Lori in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, and so we had kind of a Chippewa Falls hot streak yesterday from 500 to 250 last night to even 50 today. But from all over the place, and Nauburn's come through a couple of times big today.
Yeah, so again, we love hearing from all over the WIB listening area. We shouted out some cities before, but yeah, let's put your city on the list as well, too, as one of the many who've responded. Again, we hear from all over Western and Central Wisconsin. We're so glad you're part of the WWIB family, and we want to, as a family, be reaching out, again, locally and internationally. We've mentioned We Care, Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church, Eau Claire and Chippewa Counties, expecting to serve over 2,200 children with their backpack and school supply distributions. And new this year, why our goal is bigger this year is because we've added a third beneficiary, Teamwork Africa, which, of course, you know very well, serving honestly the world's most desperately poor in Liberia, West Africa. And that's why the goal is bigger this year. So rather than divide what we had last year through three organizations, we said, we have a big God. Can we go even bigger this year and multiply those gifts to all three organizations so that we can serve and love well? And thank you for responding. And we're still looking for that final person to help us reach that goal, $50, wwib.com/backpacks. And I'm hoping it's final persons, multiple people. But it starts again with just that one as we have our last call with 9 minutes left here before 9 a.m.